Okay, so we're going back to the Mishnah in the Sochas Apol. So we went through the Tosos, right? So Tosos, this is what was bothering you, Jeremy, right? Tosos is learning that the whole Kasha is only in terms of Gzeirah Midrabanan, right? That when the Gemara says "My time as scharo aser," why is the schar aser? And then it brings up the case of Isra Anah, brings up the kasha of Isra Anah. It's not a question that it should really be aser min adin, according to Tosfos. Right? It's only a question of are they gozer on the schar of the Yayin Nesach, atu the guf of the Yayin Nesach. So Tosus again. Tosus says that what? Tosus learns the whole thing as a question of a gzeira midrabanan, right? He says mikol makom scharo ein bo iser ela midrabanan ve'eno chashiv kidemei yayin nesach, right? And the Gemara's only question is whether there's a gzeira over here of the yayin of the schar because of the guf. So the Gemara proves, if the money that you actually get for the guf hadavar of an isra hanah is mutter, so then certainly the schar that you earn for working with it is mutter. Meaning, say, if there's no gzeira, if we're not gozer damim atu guf, we're not gozer schar atu guf, for sure. Right? So then the Gemara moves to say maybe it's a question of gzeira schar atu damim. But Tosus does not accept the possibility that the Gemara's first question is maybe it should be Aser Maker Adin, right? But if you look at the other Rishonim do seem to hold that way, right? Well, you have the Rashba. I mean, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ramban more or less are in the same sheet over here. So he says like this: the Rashba says, right, so the Gemara's first question, if you're going to tell me that why is the schar of Yayin Nesech Aser because Yayin Nesech itself is Aser Bahana, so why would that mean the schar is Aser? To call Shehanaso Asura means a universal rule. Anything that that has an Iser Hana, Af Hanas Grimoso Asura. Then all of the hanah that it causes, right? Even a hanah that it's goreim is going to be asura. So that's the Gemara says no. You prove it from Arla that that's not the case. But what does it mean conceptually? That like we were saying initially, right? That if an entity, if a thing is asur hanah itself, so there's a havamina. The Gemara is a havamina. That would mean what? That any hanah that comes from it is aser too. So, making a living off of trading working in Yayin Nesach, lifting it and pouring it, whatever it is, those wages would be a hanah that the Yayin Nesach caused. Right? Notice he earned money because of the Yayin Nesach. So the Gemara's Havamin is that an Isser Hanah would include even that kind of a Hanah. And therefore, the Schar should be Aser to him. Right? So they're definitely learning. The Rashba and the Ritva and the Ramban, at least initially, seem like they're learning that there's a legitimate Havamina here, like the plain shot in the Gemara. Legitimate Havamina that if the Yayin Nesach itself is Aser Hanah, then it's possible to have a Havamina that the Schar should be Aser Hanah. Because that's a benefit derived from the Yayin Nesach, right? So the question is, why does Tosfos disavow that Havamina? Tosfos holds from the beginning that's not a Havamina. Right. All right. If we could say before that, we could say, so what is the Havamina Maskana of that? Right? I mean, that is Havamina Maskana. So what's Havamina Maskana of if there's an Isser Hanah to the thing, is Hanah's Grimoso Asura also? I mean, Maskana is not. Right? You say it's an interesting question. You say that this object is Asur Bahanah. So does that include wages I get from it, or money that I get in exchange for it? Right. I mean, the Maskana is saying, when we say Yayin Eschiz is also Bahano, it means the you can't derive, it means what? How would you form it? It's only talking about its own qualities, you say. To be nourished by it, to enjoy its smell, or what about using it to hold open the door? Take a barrel of Yayin Nesach. Weight. It's weight. It's weight. It's substance. It's mass.
Its value would also be a factor.
Its value? That's a good question. That's abstract. So the question is, true indirect, direct or indirect, sums it up. Right? More or less, it sums it up. But the question is, in defining it, can we find what we're looking for is really a cause of these two formulations, right? In other words, is it just, there's two possibilities, there's two equal possibilities, and there's no way to know which way it would be. And there's basically, Isser Anah could be expressed in one of two ways. And it's just random or arbitrary which one it would be. Or does an Isser Hanah that's direct indicate some sort of a source of the of some sort of a concept of Isser Hanah, and the Isser Hanah that's indirect indicate a different concept of Isser Hanah? And the question is, which type of Isser Hanah are we talking about? Which cause are we dealing with? You understand what I'm saying? So you can look at it like this, maybe something along these lines. So if you say direct, so you could say like this, that there's an Isser in terms of the Gavra to have an enjoyment of the Ayin Esach. In other words, you could look at it in that way, that when we say there's an Isser, the Isser Hanah is direct, that's more focused in terms of the Gavra, that it's like a forbidden type of an enjoyment. It's a forbidden, the experience, the pleasure, the benefit itself of this thing is what is Asur. Okay? But if I exchange it for money, and I use that money doesn't have the quality of the Isur, that Hanah, whatever benefit I get from that money, doesn't have the quality of the enjoyment of Yayin Nesach. In other words, the enjoyment of the Yayin Nesach, or the enjoyment of the Basar B'cholov, or the enjoyment of the Orla, whatever it is a certain type of an engagement with the thing. Right? Now, there's a certain relationship to the object that I cannot have. I can't have an enjoyment relationship. I can't have a pleasure relationship with this object. You understand? So it's really like a measure of a tziruf to the, in a certain sense, you could look at it like a measure of engagement.
It's a usage.
It's a type of a usage. So that has to be limited to direct kind of things, right? If I exchange it for money and I use the money for something else, that's not in any way a usage of Basar B'cholov. Or usage of the Orla or Klei HaKerem. But, hold on, but if I say indirect, if I say I can't even use the money, so what does that mean? That's a little more complicated. I mean, putting it this way, I think the direct sounds more mustaver to everybody. Right? If I say Basar B'cholov is Asur Bahanah, so what does it mean? It means I can't enjoy Basar B'cholov. I can't have the pleasure of the thing itself. Can't have the benefit of the thing itself. Right? I mean, me as a gavra, if I switch it for money, so what do I say? The money is enjoying the basar b'chalav? I mean, who's enjoying basar b'chalav when I switch it for money? I switch it for money and I buy a glatt kosher hamburger with no cheese on it. So where's my enjoyment? Where in the realm of hanah is the hanah's basar b'chalav occurring? Right? Okay, good. So the other way to say indirect is a different idea. It's not a matter really of the experience. It's not that the gavra can't be a nene, right? That the relationship to the cheftza is really the source of the iser, but it's a more abstract idea of the iser. That by using it and benefiting from it, you machshiv the cheftza as something chashuv. You're relating back to the object as a dovar, you could say, shirotze bikiyumo, something that you want, that you're happy with its existence, that its existence as a cheftza is beneficial to you. You understand? So then, even a hanah that it causes would be an iser. So in other words, there's two ways to look at it. I'm trying to say is, it's somewhat a chilek of a gavra, it's somewhat of a gavra cheftza kind of a chilek. It's along the lines of a gavra cheftza kind of a chilek. I don't know if it's a clean cut gavra cheftza chilek, but it's along those lines. Now, in terms of is the source of the isra hanah a din that in terms of the gavra, that it can't be that this type of an enjoyment, this type of a relationship, this type of a benefit is also. What type of a benefit? A basa b'chal of flavored benefit is asr. But once I switch it for money, then I've already changed it. Right? The benefit I get from the money, the enjoyment that I get from the money, is not a basar b'chalav kind of an enjoyment. Right? In other words, the isser in the cheftza defines certain kinds of enjoyments that are asr. Or that's in terms of the gavra. That's really defining it from the standpoint of the gavra. Or do you say no? That it's really in terms of the cheftza. That this kind of a cheftza of an isser hanah means that I can't derive any benefit from it because the isser really is it's something that should not be in existence. You understand? It's really intrinsically like a avodah zarah, something that shouldn't exist. And to be at the end of a benefit of it is giving it a proper place is being machshav its existence as something worthy. You understand? If it's something that I can use to derive benefits from, then as a cheftza, I'm happy that it existed. As a cheftza, it's an entity that gave me so my final use is a machshav of the thing. So that's the question. Is it that it's just an iser to get this kind of hanah? Or is the hanah really a vehicle of establishing it as a davar of chashivas, which is ultimately the iser? You understand? So that's what I mean by saying the two ways. In other words, that's what I mean by saying a proper definition should first, like you're saying, give a halachic chiluk, you know, a categorical distinction between direct and indirect. But then we should try to peer behind what nature of iser would propagate a direct, and what nature of iser, what type of a formulation of iser itself would cause an indirect. So you go deeper and you can see, and you can say possibly, if it's really, Isra Noor really is an idea that the thing shouldn't exist at all, and engaging in it is really giving it a certain status of chashivas, then I would even say indirect. You don't necessarily have to, but you could certainly go that far as saying indirect. But if it's a din that it becomes something that I shouldn't relate to as a cheftza, then it would only be, shouldn't relate to, that it's something that its pleasure is forbidden, then it would only be direct. Okay. You could be sharpened up a little bit. But those are the basic trends of thought. So now the question, though, is back to Tosfos. So that's a good Havamina. It's a good Havamina. Why would Tosfos not even entertain this Havamina? So let's read him carefully. What does he say? He says like this. He says, what's his main problem? His main problem is that the Gemara at the outset knew that Yayin Nesach is Tofes Damim, right? So Tosfos is bothered. He says, once the Gemara knew that Yayin Nesach is already Osirbana and Tofes Damim, right? How do they then compare it to what? To Dmei Orla and Schar Shvius. It has two chumras, Isra Hano and Tofes Damim, right? Tosfos doesn't want to say the Gemara is starting out not sure that that it is Tofes Damim. So therefore he says it must be Gzera. But why? And what are the other Rishonim saying? So it sounds to me like this. It sounds to me like the question is that the other Rishonim are saying that it's true the Gemara knows it's Tofes Damim and it's also Bana, right? But there's no problem in analyzing each element on its own. In other words, Yayin Nesach has two things. It's also Bana, and it's also a Tofes Damim, right? The schar that you get for working with it can't be a Tofes Damim issue. That's not Tofes Damim. Tofes Damim is only things that you exchange for it. So that's pashut, that it's not the wages a person earns from moving Yayin Nesach doesn't have a din of Tfisas Damim, because you're not switching the money that you're getting for working is not tachas the damav. It's just your labor. So that certainly is not, it can't be an Isser of Tfisas Damim. But there's a question, maybe this is part of just general Isser Hana, right? Maybe this is part of general Isser Hana. So that's how they're learning the Gemara's first Kasha. But it seems to me like this, the Machlokas between the Rishonim is, if you have something like Yayin Nesach, right, that has both Tfisas Damim and Isser Hana, is it, how do you look at that type of an Isser? The other Rishonim are saying, it just has two elements to it. It has an element of Tfisas Damim, and it has an element of Isser Hana. Each exists separately. So now, when I want to analyze this Cheftza, I can analyze it mitzad its Isser Hana, and I can analyze the mitzad of Tfisas Damim. But in terms of the tzad of Isser Hana, it's no different than anything else. There's no different than Orla and Klei Hakerem, right? So therefore, that's the Gemara's the Kasha. Says, it's true it's Tofes Damim, but Tofes Damim has nothing to do with that's a separate din, is Tofes Damim. But we're just analyzing it in terms of Isser Hana. So let's look at other Isser Hana, right? Tosfos holds what? What does Tosfos hold? He holds an Isser Hana that's Tofes Damim is a completely different kind of an Isser Hana. You understand? And therefore he holds it's not legitimate for the Gemara to just stam ask Akasha on this Isser Hana from a stam Isser Hana that's not Tofes Damim. Now what I'm trying to say is basically that's the machlokas. That seems to me to be the machlokas, the bottom line between the Rishonim. That Tosfos says, since it's an Isser Hana that's Tofes Damim, how could you possibly compare it to just Stam and Isser Hana? You understand? Because he holds that that's a different category of Isser Hana itself. It's not just two separate dinim. It's an isser anah and it's a tofes dam. It's a different category. So once a different category, you can't compare it to stam isser anah. Stam isser anah and isser anah is tofes dam are two different things. Whereas the other Rishonim are learning that it has two elements. It's just one thing that has two independent elements. There's an element of isser anah and it has another element of tefisas dam. So mitzad isser anah, I can compare it to any isser anah. See, everybody agrees that once you get to the tefisas damim side, then it's definitely a gzera question, because there's no way to extend tefisas damim. But you could extend isra anah. In other words, the case of orla and klei hakerem are asurim b'anah, right? But they're not tofes damim, meaning to say that if I switch orla and klei hakerem for money, the money doesn't have an isra of klei hakerem and orla, right? Whereas avodas kochavim is aser banah, and if I switch it, that money becomes cherem kamahu, right? But now I want to know the wages from the avodas kochavim, right? So now that wouldn't have anything to do with tvisas damim, because it's not damav. Damav has to be the thing that I get in exchange for it, right? So now, can I therefore just say, well, let's just analyze it from the tzad of isser hanah? Maybe it's because of its isser hanah, it has this idea of schar, right? And then, in order to answer that question, can I make recourse to something that is just aser b'anah and has no tefisas damim?
You're saying that something that's aser b'anah and has tefisas damim is a different, totally different type of isra anah?
Correct. In other words, Tosfos is havamina. Tosfos apparently is saying that there could be two kinds of isra anah. Right? Maybe some isra anah are just the pleasure of the cheftza or aser, right? And other isra anah are like we were saying before, the cheftza itself, the existence of the thing itself, right? So how could if that were true, Tosfos is saying, if that were true, then Tosfos is saying, but if that's the case, then how can the Gemara, he doesn't understand, how could the Gemara ask a question from Avodah Zarah, which is a higher form of Isra Anah, and bring a raya from a lower form of Isra Anah?
Why do you have to say?
Difficult to say. What I'm saying is, it's difficult to say that the Rashba and the Ritva hold there's a good Havamina, that the Hanah that it causes is called Hanah, and Tosis just holds that's not even a good Havamina. Saying Tosis has to have a reason to exclude that Havamina.
Right, but I'm saying, isn't it even more complicated to say that now to create this new thing, that there's like two different types of Isuri Hanah, and only because you have another Chumra within it?
I'm saying, what is Tosus's reason not to say that? Because he sounds like he's saying that you can't make a straight comparison between the two. If the Gemara is making a straight comparison between the two, and one is more chomer than the other, that doesn't make sense. This Tos is deducing that havamina doesn't exist, because he holds, since isser hanah since yain nesach has two chumras, in terms of isser hanah, how could you even compare them? Now, I'm saying Tos's argument, saying according to the Rashba and the Ritva, the Gemara is making an equal comparison, saying this has an isser hanah. And let's compare it to other Isuri Hanah. And then the Gemara says, oh, but this has Tfisas Damim. So Tosfos says, that's good if the Gemara didn't know it was Tofes Damim initially. So you can say, okay, first they thought it was just Nisra Hanah. So they said, okay, let's compare it to Isra Hanah. They said, no, it's not just Isra Hanah. It's also Tofes Damim. Right? But Tosfos doesn't want to say the Gemara is learning along the way. He wants to say they always knew it was Tofes Damim. So if they always knew it was Tofes Damim, that's his question. How could they just treat it like a stam isra anah? But I'm saying that implies that he holds an isra anah that's tofes damim cannot be compared to stam isra anah. So therefore, he has to say that the Gemara was never really talking about the Isser Hanah itself. Because that would not be a legitimate comparison. And the Gemara can't... I'm saying that's the question between the Rishonim. Is it possible to have an Isser Hanah that's a Tofes Damim, and yet the Gemara is going to isolate out the Isser Hanah element and compare it to Stam and Isser Hanah? Tos saying no, so therefore he has to move and look for another line of comparison. Comparison can only be on Gezeres. The comparison can only be on Gezeres. But what comes out is that according to Tosfos, he doesn't hold that there's, according to the other Rishonim, they hold there's only one idea of Isser Hanah in Torah. And there could be other dinim that are added to Tfisas Damim, but they don't hold Isser Hanah could mean two different things. Tosis holds Isser Hanah could it's possible to say Isser Hanah has two formulations. They don't like that. They say, no, something can have an Isser Hanah, and it can have a Tfisas Damim, and it can have other dinim, but it's just there's only one form of Isser Hanah. The fact that you add a Tfisas Damim is not going to change the concept of Isser Hanah.
How exactly was it being?
So the Maskana, it doesn't change, even according to Tosis. But
so how did he think that it could possibly?
He thought it would change, that it would be like we were saying, that maybe an Isser Hanah that's Tofes Damim would have this idea of in other words, if you're gonna say an Isser Hanah that's Tofes Damim has the idea of indirect, then going to Shvius doesn't prove anything. Right? Then going to Shvius doesn't prove anything. Right. He doesn't explain how he knows that the Gemara doesn't... How he knows the Gemara... He doesn't explain why the Gemara doesn't take up that possibility, though. I mean, right, according to him, he's just observing. Tosis is observing. He's saying, I can make this observation that, logically speaking, an Isser Hanah plus a Tfisas Damim could be viewed as a higher form. And yet the Gemara is comparing the two. So it must be that the Gemara is not making that comparison. Right. He's not saying, though, how the Gemara knows that it isn't a more chomer Isser Hanah. Right? You see, there's a Ramban that the Ran quotes that goes along the same track, but he adds an interesting point. He says that the Gemara. He gives another interesting clue. He says, how do you know that pshat's wrong? How do you know the Gemara is not asking that the Isser Hanah is really, that the schar is really an Isser Hanah from the Yayin Nesach? Because what's the nafka mina? If it's an Isser Hanah from Yayin Nesach, then who would it be limited to? It would just be limited to the guy who did the work. Right? Now, as if the schar of the avoda is really a way of being nene from that Yayin Nesach, because I worked for it and I got the schar, so then it would only be usher to me, because my using that schar would be traced back to my avodas with the Yayin Nesach. But for somebody else, the money would be okay. Right? But the Mishnah says the schar is usher, which implies usher to everybody. So that's how he wants to explain it. That how does the Gemara know that the schar is not how does the Gemara know that the schar is not an Isser Hanah d'oraisa from the that's because it's caused by the Yayin Nesach? Because if it was an Isser d'oraisa caused by the Yayin Nesach, then it would just be limited to that guy. That would be, he wouldn't be able to use the benefit of his work from the Yayin Nesach. But if he threw it out the window and someone picked it up, they would be able to use it. Because for them, the money didn't come from Yayin Nesach. Right? So that's what the Ramban wants to say, that in the end, how does the Gemara know from the Mishnah that it's not an Isser Hanah, and only that it's not an Isser Hanah? Because if it was an Isser Hanah, it wouldn't be Usser to everybody else. Right? That's the... take a look at the Ramban. It's very interesting in the Ran. I know I didn't tell you to do it, but it's just very interesting to see how he thought this through. See the Ran in the first Ran on the Gemara. He quotes the...
Because if it was, then it would be, or it wouldn't be?
It would not be. Take a look at the Ran on Lamed. So he quotes the Gemara, Garcin and Gemara. And then he goes down to V'chosav HaRamban Zal. You got it there? Lamed. Got it? Yeah. First word line. He says, V'chosav HaRamban Zal, D'hochik Omar, Ilema ho will v'yayin esech osir, shekol she'osir ba'no, af ha'no as gramoso asura, af o pisha ein adomim lo. If you're going to tell me that the schar of working is asur b'hanah, because anything is asur b'hanah, then all of the hanah that it causes is asur, even though it's not damim, right? Because it's not in exchange for it. Lo motzis amr sachi. You can't say that. But the havamin is the havamin of the Rashba and the Ritva, right? The havamin is that it's really an isur hanah, right? But he's saying you can't say that. Darei orla v'kloya kerem dasurim b'no afilu hachi mamon shabah b'kroma shalem mutter kidiznan machron v'kidish b'dmeim kudeshes. So you see from orla and kloya kerem that money that comes because of them is not usher from something that has an isser hanah, right? Like the Rash from the Ritva. Now listen to this Ramban, amazing Ramban. He says, "V'savor ha'yisi lefareish lefizeh deboinan lememar demidoraisa mitzah." So according to this pshat, I thought it meant that it should be nisa deraisa. I mean, plain pshat. The Gemara is saying, maybe midoraisa, anything that's asaba hana. How do you define hana? Indirect. So even a hana that it causes would be nisa deraisa, right? That was the Gemara's havamina. That's a legitimate havamina. B'chol yisuri hana. L'machlifan olemistaker b'hen mamon groma shalehem af pisha eina chalipin mamish v'lo damim. So I would say that's exactly the halacha. That when the Torah says something is asur b'hanah, it means even though it's not damim to you, even though it's not the damim that are paid for it, but anything, any tangible benefit that you get from it or by way of it should be asur to you. And that would be included in the definition of hanah, of isur hanah. But according to this line of reasoning, it would be impossible to say that it should be usher to somebody else. Why? Meaning by the Orla and Kloya Kerem, so Ramban says you can't say, let's say you have Orla and Kloya Kerem, right? So you'll say, I sold it for money. So that money is not going to be a Tfisas Damim money, because there's no Tfisas Damim by Orla and Kloya Kerem. But maybe you'll say it's Usser because I came by way of the Orla and Kloya Kerem, right? So then he's saying, but that would only be Usser to the guy who got it. But if he gave it to someone else, it would have to be Mutter. Why? Because if it's not Mutter, then you're basically turning it into Tfisas Damim. In other words, what's the difference between Tfisas Damim and Isser Hanah? Like we said the first day, Tfisas Damim means that the money becomes like it. So then that's an objective thing. It becomes like it for everybody. But if it's just, it's a hano, it's usher because it's like I am enjoying the cheftso when I use the money that I got from it, so that's only because to me it's in line, it has a causation. That isser caused me to get this, right? But for somebody else that's not the case. So then he's saying, if you're going to go in terms of hanah, it has to be only for the guy himself, but not for somebody else. Otherwise, you're going to turn it into tfisas damim. Elaki ketani sechoro, dehavi hanos gramoso osur lepol bovad. Then you're going to have to learn the Mishnah means the schar is osur only to the poel. Velo nichali b'hai pirush demasnis and sechoro osur ketani mashmel chol adam. Dumi de Braisa de Chamarim de Kanai Schara and Shvias. So he doesn't like that pshat. He doesn't like the pshat to say that the Mishnah says Schar is Asr and it means only to him. Because that's not what it says. It says it's Asr. Just like it says later that the Schar has the status of Shvias. That doesn't mean to him, it means to everybody. V'im Isa de Sviralon Hashta the Mamar Abob Begromas Yisuri Hanoa Asr L'chol Adam in the Torah Matzinu Kol Yisuri Hanoa Tofsim Demeim. V'i Efshar. And if you're going to say it really means it's also to everybody by way of Isra Hanah, then every Isra Hanah, Lamaisa, comes out to be Tofes Domim. Ubevadet lo ba'in lameimash yukulan Tofes Domim. The Gemara can't have had a Havamina that every Isra Hanah is a Tofes Domim. That's not possible. V'lomitam Tvisas Domim asinan lo meikar. The Gemara wasn't asking from the side of Tvisas Domim. It was only asking in terms of Isra Hanah. El al korchin hadin pirusha. So then you must be forced into this pirush. And then he goes exactly like Tosis. So you see the Ramban too, because he also had a havamina. It's an interesting thing. He also held that al pi svara, it makes sense to have the havamina that the Issa d'oraisa would create an Isser Hanah from anything that it causes. That is a valid Havim. Al Pi Svara, it makes sense to say that if something is Asab Hanah, even an indirect Hanah would be Asr. But he holds pshat-wise, you can't work it out. You just can't work it out pshat-wise. Because that type of an Isser Hanah can never be a universal Isser to everybody. That has to be me engaging, that has to be in terms of my action. That my using this money, since I derived it from, since it came to me by way of Isser Hanah, would be an Isser. But it wouldn't be that the money itself has a shame of Arla, a shame of Klal Yikarim. That would be a Tfisas Domim idea already. And there's no way that the Gemara's Havamina over here was every Isser Hanah is Tofes Domim. So he holds, because of the Lashon of the Mishnah, it's not possible to have the Havamina. Because the Lashon of the Mishnah implies a universal Isser. But I think Tosis is proving it from a different side. He's saying it wouldn't be a logical argument to go from the Isser Hanah. Because you could argue Isser Hanah over here is different than that Isser Hanah. So the Gemara must have already known that it's, maybe it's because of the same reason, I don't know. He was motivated. So you could say the other Rishonim are learning that you have to say for the other Rishonim that they're holding the Gemara itself wasn't the Ramban's whole thing. I mean, it's not so difficult to say the Gemara held that if you learn this way, so you'd have to learn Usher means to him. Ramban is sort of saying that it's not possible to even interpret Usher meaning just to him. But that's something I could see as not being such a firm, immovable proposition. I mean, the Gemara is working it through. Usher could mean to him, Usher could mean in general. The Gemara is trying to work it through. Ramban is interesting how he holds that the Gemara would have known already the term Usher has to mean to everybody, and it wouldn't have started down a road that would mean that would demand Usher being only to him. But that's not such a pasha thing. What I'm saying is, according to Tosfos, he's saying if the Gemara is entertaining the possibility that there's an Issa d'oraisa of Hanah like this, it can't disprove it from Arla. So it must be the Gemara just knew that there is no Issa d'oraisa like this. He's not saying how. He's just saying Lamaisa, the Gemara is not starting with the possibility of Daraisa. If it were, then it couldn't have gotten out of it with Arla. Because once you're going to say it's Nisar Hanah Midaraisa, so maybe it's because it's a Tfisas Dhamma Nisar Hanah. So it must be, for some reason, the Gemara just knew there's no Issa. That's why he gives that Lashon. Elevadai, the Gemara just happened, just knew. He doesn't say how they knew, but the Gemara must have had the starting point that there's no Issa Daraisa here. Right. It must be the Gemara knew we're only dealing with an Issa. It must be somehow the Gemara knew the Schar is only Nisa Darabanan. Because if it thought it could be Nisa Daraisa, it can't disprove it from Orla. That's my argument. That's what I was trying to say before. That the machlokus between Tosos and the other Rishonim is, if you have a Havamina that the Isser of the Schar is Doraisa by the Yayin, is it possible to disprove that from the Orla? So that depends on if you hold conceptually an Issa Doraisa with a Tfisas Damim is intrinsically a different kind of an Issa Doraisa. If you hold that to be the case, then you couldn't disprove it from Orla. So some reason, Tosfos is not explaining this, but some reason the Gemara had to have just known l'chatchila that there's no Issa Doraisa here. And it's not exploring the Issa Doraisa, it's not exploring it in terms of Issa Doraisa. You understand what I'm trying to say? Then Tosfos holds, if you started with Issa Doraisa, you couldn't get out of it. The other Rishonim hold, you could. Nafkamina is going to be, if you hold Issa Doraisa, Issa Hano with Tfisas Domim is intrinsically a different kind of Issa Hano. His problem is, if it's, that's Tosfos' whole problem. If it's really a Doraisa question, then how could the Gemara compare apples and oranges? Then it's apples and oranges. Because Tfisas Damim and Hano is a different form of Doraisa from just Issa Hano. So if you hold there's a possibility that this is Nisra Hano, Doraisa, and it's Nisra Hano that we know is a Tofes Damim, why are you going comparing it to a Stam Issa Hano? So for some reason, so it must be the Gemara just knew that there's no Issa Doraisa like this. And then it's just proved, then it's just comparing in terms of Xeris. But the other Rishonim say no. An Issa Hano that's also a Tofes Damim is the same thing. No, it's not a different kind of an Issa Hano.